know you got me, got me. With your pistol, shot me, shot me. And I'm here helplessly in love, and nothing can't stop me. It can't stop me once I start it. Can't return me once you bought it. I'm coming, baby, don't doubt it. So let's be about it.
No, 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 don't funk with my heart.
Baby, have some trust and trusting when I come with lust and lusting. Cause I bring you that comfort. I ain't only here cause I want your body, I want your mind too. Interesting is when I find you, and I'm interested in the long haul. Come on, girl.
Yeehaw!
You kiss me, my love for you is not iffy. I always want you with me. I'll play Bobby and you play Whitney. If you smoke, I smoke too. That's how much I'm in love with you. Crazy is what crazy do. Crazy in love, I'm a crazy fool.
No, 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 don't fuck with my heart.
Why you so insecure when you got passionate love her? You always claiming I'm a cheater. Think I up and go leave ya for another senorita. You forgot that I need ya. You must have caught amnesia. That's why you don't believe her. Well, yeah, check it out.
Don't you worry about a thing, baby. You know you make me feel so real. I love you more than sex appeal. Cause you're that girl.
again. It sounds like these time and time again.
That's right, boys and girls. It is times like these you learn to live, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How you doing, boys and girls? Welcome to the Giddy Up on WMFO 91.5 FM in the beautiful 35-degree state of Medford, Boston. I am joined by, of course, the beautiful DJ Carla D. Barreto.
What's up, Polly?
How you doing, Mama?
Good. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday. It is a happy Friday because we are also joined by two very special guests in the realm of, they're promoting a movie tonight. A premiere. And sitting across from me is the Matthew Fisher. Mm-hmm. He's the producer of this wonderful movie that I star in, by the way.
Really?
Yes, I do. Play a cursing DJ.
a
very huge stretch for me. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
And next to him is...
Alex.
I was going to say Tony Hawk, but it's Alex Hawk. And he is also in the movie and has something to do with the production of it, I believe.
Yeah.
And so, guys, why don't you tell me a little about, you know what, we just get right into it. You might as well. And and the premiere is tonight in at the Capitol Theater. Mm-hmm. There's two premieres, 7:30 and 9:30 in Arlington.
Yep.
Why don't you just take it away, you know, Matthew, because you can definitely say it better than I can.
Alrighty, well, the film's called Groundhog. It's
Groundhog.
Yes.
Not Groundhog Day.
Not Groundhog Day. Somebody made that mistake the other day.
That was me. I apologize. I did say Groundhog Day.
We would have used Groundhog Day, but we would have been sued probably.
Yeah, yeah, most likely.
By who? Bill Murray?
Bill Murray. Bill Murray's my buddy. He wouldn't sue us. So, but yeah, it's the film's called Groundhog. It's a return to like the holiday themed slasher films of yesterday's past, like Halloween, yeah, Friday the 13th and such, but based around Groundhog Day. And written and directed by David McDonough. I produced it. Boombastic Films, which is my production company, was the production company that did it.
That's right. Who did DJ Stan the Man?
Also did DJ Stan the Man.
Boombastic.
All over there, too.
It was very fantastic.
It was very fantastic.
Gonna break out in sound. Gonna get a sound clip.
We're still showing Stan around too, but not this time. This time it's the Groundhog film. It's basically a real short plot for it. Is there's the main character is
Pauly B.
Pauly B. Yeah, Pauly B's in love with this girl, and he loses her on Groundhog Day, and because of this traumatic event, he has a bitterness towards the holiday. So years later, it snaps in him to make other people feel his loss. You know what I mean?
Kind of slice and dice film, if you will.
Yeah, it's a slice and dice. So it's a slasher film. There's a lot. It's a lot of gore in it. It's a fun film. It's a film that you can come and just have fun, have laughs with the film.
Yes.
It's hard.
Have a few cocktails beforehand. And beer to bring a poncho. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah. You'll be sweating so much you'll need a poncho.
Yeah.
The intensity. But yeah, it's a fun film. Anybody that likes horror comedy should definitely check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Alex, Tony Hawk's
younger brother.
Younger brother.
He brought a skateboard, which is nice. I've never seen one that big, but you know, I must say.
Well, what can I say? I got it in with Tony, so you
all
know,
right.
I got.
So, give you your input on the film.
Well, as Matt says, it is a comedy horror film. It's really fun. I get to play a role, Thomas Cosgrove, who's a boss of a bed and breakfast, the Groundhog Bed and Breakfast. He is, how should we say, the epitome of the worst boss you can think of.
Yeah.
And because of that, he ends up leaving this plane of existence in the very memorable
fashion.
Let's
not give anything away, but from the character you explained, it sounds like, he wouldn't last very long in a slice and dice.
Nah. But you know, it's one of those characters you root for it when he goes.
Yes, okay, all right. Now I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah. I only got to see my part. Well, actually, I never even got to see it. I just and it took me 14 takes for like
we were there for 14 days actually. Yeah,
I had like two lines.
Interesting.
Anyway, so that is tonight, the premiere. It's $10 at the door, yes?
$10 at the door, yeah.
Yep. And that's the Capitol. 7:30 and 9:30 at the Capitol Theater on Mass Ave in Arlington.
Yeah.
So if you kids have nothing to do, and there will be beer and wine service, I'm
and
sure.
And ice cream, too. They sell ice cream there as well.
Oh, well, hey, you got to have ice cream if you have beer and wine.
You can have a beer and ice cream float, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Why not?
Why not? Is right. So that's Groundhog. I didn't say it. And that'll be at the Capitol Theater tonight, 7:30, 9:30 in Arlington. So thank you, boys, for imparting that to us. But I'm sure everybody's going to come to see me. And once my part is over, I'm sure the theater will clear.
Yeah. Well, there's a line. There's actually, we drove by on the way here. There's a line of people with Pauly B shirts right outside the theater.
Yes.
Right
now. They're protesting.
They're in sleeping bags and tents just waiting for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's fist fights trying to be the first in line right now.
They're in line. They've been in line since last night. Are you kidding me? Intense. Yeah. It's worse than the Elmo doll back in the
it's
day.
True.
All right, boys. Thank you very much for joining us. And if you want to hang out, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, we're going to get back to some music. And, of course, with our shout-outs next with Miss Carla D.
Cool.
All right. I don't know. Your microphone sounds funny. I'm going to have to work on that during this song. Do you want to take us out, or are you comfortable with that?
Absolutely. You're listening to WMFO 91.5, and this is the Giddy Up.
That's right. In the beautiful state of Medford, Mass, Boston, whatever you want to say.
State, city, whatever.
All right. We'll be right back, kids.
Life of a man. about you. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read through.
Love.
little Rhiannon that goes out to my niece, Rhiannon. Oh. That is her name, yes. And it's about that time of the show. Well, anyways, welcome back, 234. Of course, me and DJ Khaled D, and we are still joined by the boys that, you know, have part of Groundhog. I know that that probably sounds a little wrong.
We form.
They are promoting their premiere tonight at the Capitol Theater in Arlington of Groundhog. Coincidentally, Groundhog Day was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, and so, what better time to, you know?
Yeah, and they have this new kind of float over there. We've got ice cream inside beer.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've actually eaten ice cream and beer together. It's not bad.
You did.
I've actually had beer in cereal, so you can't really go by me. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful campus of Tufts University in the magnificent state of Medford, Boston, and it is 35 degrees, and we're coming up in the second hour with the weekend weather to kick off your Super Bowl weekend with your Patriots. I noticed you're representing over there, Carla.
I am.
Yes, it should be a really good game.
I'm so excited.
I bet you are.
Yeah, chicken wings, all kinds of food.
Oh, you're excited about the food. Yeah,
no, the game, too. I even got the Super Bowl squares going.
Anyways, it's about that time. Well, let me cue you up some music here. How's that sound?
Well, it sounds bad.
And we're going to do our shout-outs as we do every week, and to appreciate and really, you know, thank everybody for listening to our show, because I know for a fact we have more listeners than any other show.
Yes, we do. It's growing.
It is growing, yes.
Is.
That's what she said. So,
ouch.
All right, so, Miss Carla, why don't you take it away for us?
Yeah, so a quick shout out to Outside the Lines, which was the show that was on right before us.
Yes.
Yeah. Rebecca Rose Casserly.
Hold on, honey.
Blasting me out.
You know, Tears for Fears are so loud.
They are loud.
I had to kick them out of a party once. All right.
All right, back at it. We got Joanne Riddle, Debbie Depot, Chris and Pixie and the 45 Bus with Dante, Jerry, and Joseph. Danielle Santalucia. Bobby Colburn. Kelly Vigna. Sylvia Gray Herman. Boston Jackie. Jennifer Palazzo. Kelly Melanson. Kimberly Dragoni and her boys, Philip and Christopher. That's my cousin.
That's right. And by the way, somebody else had... messaged me today.
Yes, Laura Scott
that went to school with you.
Yes,
she did. Small world, isn't it?
It is. Also, a good friend of mine, Ann and Billy Conserva.
Okay.
My guy, Eric Wilson. We got Kelly. Oh, I already said Kelly Vigna in Boston. Yes. Craig, Auntie and Uncle and Cuz Brad.
Yes.
That's your relatives, right?
Yes.
Alex Hawk and Matthew Fisher, who are sitting beside us.
Ooh, wow. Ooh, I think I know that guy. Do you know that guy?
Briefly, we know.
And I guarantee you they're listening today.
Yeah. They have no choice. Jennifer Kanarinski Leadham, Ma and Kim at Malden Transportation.
Love you, Mom. Love you, Kim.
Billy Roderick. Steve Struff.
Struffalophagus.
Yep. Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield.
My sis.
Christine Atwill. Michael Bobo. Chase.
See, these names are not made up to protect the innocent, trust me. They do sound very made up, don't they, though? This is the...
Michael Bobo? I like that name.
Just every name, it's not even close to being over yet either. These names are... They're real people. that listen to the show.
Yep. Shout out to Tracy McKenzie. I know she's listening. Debbie Depot. Old School Steve. Leah Hall. Eddie Riley. Danny Montanetti. And Steph Candone.
Yes. Cardone.
Yeah.
Yes. And their show is moving over to Saturdays now.
They are.
Yes. Nice. 9 to 11, I believe.
Oh, good for
with the new schedule coming. They were on last night, but that was their last show for Thursdays. They've been on Thursdays for quite a while.
Wow.
Just as long as I have been on Fridays.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Yep. I'm aging every minute of it.
Like fine wine, Polly.
No, thank you. Fine wine and cheese.
Yeah.
But not bread.
All right, Captain Wayno Friedman, Kelly Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driva, Joe Breezy Hod, Brian Stradio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Tamar, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bison, Lisa Sweetster, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scallybread, Joanne Riddle.
His name's Rocco Scally.
Yeah, yeah, we got to add the bread.
Hey, if your last name's Scally, you might as well name your son Rocco.
Yep.
Sure.
I am DJ Flex.
Yeah.
John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Raymond Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Amy Giammarco, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Mary Canavan, Marcine Kanarinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Frankie Imbergamo, Mustache Man. Denise Fieri.
The mustache of Medford, right. The only man that makes Tom Selleck feel inferior.
That's true.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Canair Crow, Big Jack and Janice, Cab 19, Chet, Cab 54 Cookie, Christine Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie with Jen and Rhiannon.
Irish Eddie is listening in right now.
Nice.
He just texted me.
Christina Papillardo. Ann just texted me too. Hi, Ann. Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Mark Gayhart. Amy DiDomenico. John Abbas Buckley. And I think that's it for today.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite
hey,
the
you,
list.
Hey, you ripped through them. A lot quicker than Chris does.
I know.
You know why? Because him and I are too busy, you know.
Chris is the funny guy, so.
Yeah, he's the funny man. That's
I
right.
I gotta work on my funny.
You know, no. You're not the funny. You're the pretty.
Oh, gee. Thanks.
Yes, that's
I'll take
that's
that.
What we. Anyways, thank you very much, Carla.
You're
and
welcome.
I could see you guys were falling asleep over there going, well, do they really?
Quite the long
we're
list.
Still on?
Do they really on? Have this many listeners?
Right.
Yes, we do.
About Michael Bobo.
He's liking Michael Bobo's name. And he's from Brazil, I believe. Michael Bobo. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Sounds like
but, a yeah. They, you know, that's what their nicknames are right. In Brazil. Bobos. All right, kids. We're going to take a musical break. Thank you guys for hanging out. And and if when we come back, if you want to, you know, add anything to, you know, to get some more people to come because, we, you know, we want a packed house.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I don't think we have a problem with that. Anyways.
No, but the whole show may end up being shout-outs if we keep this up.
Well, we'll have to, we'll work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in. What do you want to take us out?
Sure. You're listening
go for
to WMFO 91.5, the Giddy Up.
In Medford, Boston.
In Medford, Boston.
We're right back, kids.
You win one chance. 5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
Seasons of Wither, there, boys and girls. Welcome back to the Giddy Up. Oh, guess what? We have a phone call.
Mysterious.
Very mysterious. Anyways, hey, welcome to the Giddy Up. You're listening to 91.5 WFMM. Please do not swear. How are you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, little girl.
Hey. Hello, young lady. What can we do for you?
How's it going, everybody?
What's up, Dave?
I'm David McDonough.
Oh, David.
I thought it was a little girl for a minute.
Yeah, I sound like a little girl on the phone.
Is that your daughter? Oh, my. Oh,
you're in love, huh?
Good Lord. What can we do for you, Mr. David Maggot?
Just calling in to say hi to everybody.
How you doing, pal?
I'm at Alex Polyby.
How you doing, pal?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm good.
I was calling Alex David when I first seen him when he came up upstairs.
I know, we're like twins.
Yeah, we're like twins, but I'm the good-looking one.
Oh.
Ooh.
So, are you ready for tonight?
Chandler wants to make a movie.
You ready for tonight, brother?
As ready as I'll ever be, yeah. Just getting things geared up.
Well, that doesn't convince me, I'll tell you right now.
Ready? Yeah, that doesn't sound so sure.
Come on, Dave.
Excited.
Yes, so should be a packed house at the Capitol Theater. Yes? I know you've been out, holding up signs all week. Almost like it was election day. Is he all right? Is he gonna make it tonight? You already drinking or what's going on over there?
He's hitting the floats.
You drinking, David?
Probably not yet.
I hope not.
Not yet. Maybe you should. You'd probably sound a lot better on the radio.
Yeah. Preparation.
He does sound like a little girl.
Like Chris, he's gonna have to come in, the two of them.
Right? So, anyways, if you guys have a post that you would like to post, you can definitely do it to the Giddy Up on Facebook. If you have, I don't know if you guys even made one.
Yeah, we got an event page. Dave, if you want to throw it on there,
I think Dave liked our page a while ago. So, yeah, go to the Giddy Up, Dave, and, post it up there. And then you're going to need a bigger theater. You're going to have to put chairs on the roof.
I'm going to hang them from the ceiling.
Be like a YouTube video.
Yeah.
So, you have anything you want to say to the boys while they're here?
Hey, guys, keep up the good work.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Polly. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's with the giggles?
You guys are giving me the giggles.
I know. Those balloons are supposed to be for the premiere. You're not supposed to be hitting those helium balloons, okay, pal?
I've been sucking those down all day.
Okay. All right, so thanks for calling in, David, and we'll probably see you tonight at some point.
All right, see you then.
All right, see you, Dave.
All right, we'll see you with your big lollipop and your propeller hat. Oh, my. What was that all about?
He's a very happy man.
I guess he is. Happy wouldn't be my choice of words, but... A little silly. Actually, let me do something while we're here, and then, Carla, you want to do some silly news?
Sure.
Maybe one story, and then we'll go to some music, and then you can just load us up because we're not doing the wheel today.
Nope.
Because Christopher is not here, but we could, we could do the wheel next week and, make up for it.
Exactly.
Let me get to this real quick because I'm obligated to do this.
Okay.
All right.
It's our obligation for the day.
It is an obligation. All right. Here we go.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever. The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.